In just a few weeks, the first Appalachian Trail hikers will start heading north from Springer Mountain in Georgia with the goal of reaching Mount Katahdin in Maine. They're called Nobos. Last year, an estimated 1,200 hikers completed the AT from start to finish. Less than a third of them were women, but that's more than double the number it was when long-distance hiking first became popular in the 1970s. Stina Sieg has been talking with women who hike alone. Her report comes to us from member station KJZZ.
A few years ago, when Caitlin Stewart announced she was going to hike the Appalachian Trail, all 2,200 miles of it, people had some questions, especially about safety.
Probably 4 to 10 people said, "Are you going to bring a machete?"
That would be a no. So, too, the thought of taking any kind of weapon. But the real shocker was that Stewart, who's now 33, was not bringing her fiancé.
It was like, as soon as I said no, the whole idea became ridiculous, whereas before that, it sounded adventurous.
That's even though she had camped and hiked a lot, both as a wildland firefighter and archaeologist. Instead of buying into people's fear, Stewart bought a plane ticket to Georgia. When she arrived at the trail, she had her childhood teddy bear strapped to her back and little idea of what was ahead.
And I started walking, and I walked for 5 months, 5.5 months.
For many women who hike alone, just getting to the trailhead means busting through a layer of resistance that isn't there for men. Megan Assad feels like resistance was programmed into her. Trekking past weathered saguaros in Arizona's Yuzuri Mountain Regional Park, she remembers what she said a few years back when a friend suggested she hike alone.
"Well, we're not allowed. It's not safe."
Assad, who's now 45, thinks that answer was all about fear she'd been fed as a girl, then as a college student who was told to never walk across campus alone at night. But she says something happened the moment her friend said, "Just go."
Basically, she gave me permission.
Assad has never looked back. She now hikes about once a week, more when she can, and very often on her own.
I think that it's let me get more in touch with the strength that I had all along that I didn't know that I had.
50-year-old Abby Joseph has also found that strength in recent years.
Good girl.
She's on a trail at Arizona Snow Bowl with Maggie, her Tibetan Terrier puppy, named after her late mom. Even though she was raised by an adventurous woman, Joseph used to think of herself as crazy for wanting to explore the backcountry alone.
Saw the movie Wild and decided, you know, maybe I'm not so crazy. Maybe other people do this.
After watching Reese Witherspoon tackle the Pacific Crest Trail, braving the elements and the unwanted attention of a few sketchy men, Joseph decided to conquer one night alone in a tent in Southern California. Instead of being afraid of the outdoors, she found herself tuning into it, especially when a few deer parked themselves near her campsite.
And I just sat on this log and watched the deer for a couple of hours. It was amazing.
And something she wouldn't have experienced if other people were there to chat. In the 4 years since, she's done many solo hikes, including 19 days on California's John Muir Trail. Joseph says her family now trusts that she can take care of herself out there.
But they hope that I got it out of my system as well. So it's kind of like, now that you've done that, you can move on. But it's kind of the opposite effect. You just want to go do it more.
To be fair, that's not everyone's experience. Earlier this year, a woman penned a widely shared article saying that sexism from male hikers convinced her to quit the Pacific Crest Trail less than a quarter way through. Other female hikers, especially women of color, say they simply wouldn't feel safe spending even one night alone in the wilderness. Violent crime does occur on the trails, but it's rare. And Caitlin Stewart, from the beginning of the story, says life on the Appalachian Trail felt safer than her real life.
Most people wouldn't just talk to a stranger and invite them home. But nobody on the trail really had qualms about doing that. And I got a lot of free showers from very nice people.
Stewart finished the trail, by the way, and says it was the best decision she ever made. She would encourage anyone to do it.
But I think women are the ones who need the encouragement, who need to be told, like, yeah, you can do it. It's fine. Like, let's go.
Stewart thinks her next big challenge might be the Continental Divide Trail, which spans more than 3,000 miles between Mexico and Canada. It features a lot of rough and remote terrain and very few people of either gender. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.